host, Joe Hunter. And every week on I've Heard That Song Before, we invite a guest into the studio and we examine a song from the Great American Songbook. And this week in studio, we have once again our very good friend, Cleveland jazz guitarist and composer and author, Lee Bush. Welcome, Lee.
Nice to be here.
Lee, you've chosen another great standard for us today. You've chosen the Matt Dennis Earl Brent composition, Angel Eyes.
Yeah, it's one of those songs, as far as I'm concerned. It stands above the rest.
And interestingly enough, written by a very fine jazz pianist, sort of lounge singer, had a very successful career as a lounge singer, Matt Dennis.
Yeah, he's been referred to as sort of the insider's songwriter because he's also a player and a singer.
Well, I think most of the hits that Matt Dennis wrote, he worked with Tom Adair, but the lyricist on this piece, Angel Eyes, is Earl Brent. And I think this is the only hit that Matt Dennis and Earl Brent wrote together that I'm aware of.
Well, likewise, and actually I was a little surprised that it wasn't Tom Adair when we did some research on this, because this is one of the significant songs and strongly associated with Matt Dennis.
Yeah. Apparently, Brent had a career in the movies, wrote several lyrics for some Jeanette MacDonald movies, apparently was well known for setting lyrics to classical pieces by Strauss and Stravinsky. But this was his one big, big hit, and, you know, did a great job with this one.
Big it is.
So I thought we would start out by listening to a really fun CD. This is actually the composer, Matt Dennis, live in Hollywood in 1954. He had a very successful career throughout the 50s and 60s performing in nightclubs. So this is a recording of his nightclub act recorded at a club in Hollywood called The Tally Ho. And this is Matt Dennis performing the song that he wrote with lyricist Earl Brent. This is Angel Eyes.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground since my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes that old devil sent. They glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all you people. Order anything. You happy people, the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now number one. And why my angel eyes ain't here. So drink up, all you people. Order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs are me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now number one and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I did. Disappear.
And that was Matt Dennis at the piano and vocals, accompanied by Gene England on the bass and Mark Barnett, recorded in 1954 at the club Tally Ho in Los Angeles, California, Hollywood to be specific. Lee, I think it's just so neat when we can have the composer of the song perform it.
Well, first of all, it's a saloon song par excellence. And there we are in a saloon, and it's also interesting to hear the songwriter play with his own tune, you know, stretch and phrase it and put accents in different places than, you know, it'd been written on a lead sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it immediately says these songs, even in the hands of the composer, have a certain elasticity, if you will.
Apparently he had introduced that song the year before this recording that we just heard in a movie called Jennifer, and I guess he was featured in the film performing it himself.
Oh, my. I did not know that, although I think I did see that film in the theater.
And as you know, Matt Dennis, of course, by the time this record was made in 1954, was really top of his game, you know, had worked in the 1940s and had a string of hits with the Tommy Dorsey Band, working with lyricist Tom Adair. What were the great songs they did? Let's Get Away From It All, Everything Happens to Me,
yeah.
Will You Still Be Mine? I mean, it was one after another in the 1940s. He really had a string of hits.
I think also that one of the things we can look at in this tune is that being written by a pianist, an arranger, a composer, obviously, is that there is a certain subliminal sophistication to the song that maybe some of the other songwriters didn't always display.
The other thing I'm struck with, and really reminds me very much of the 1950s, is this song is a strongly minor song. It has a minor tonality, a very dark sound. This is, to me, characteristic of the modern jazz sound of the 1950s. Cole Porter was doing it a lot. You know, we have the bridge, the middle section of the song, where it goes to a major tonality, where he's, you know, buying drinks for everybody in the place, and trying to act festive and everything, but the majority of this tune is really in this dark minor tonality.
Well, we'll listen to later an instrumental where the blues part of the song, the overtone or undertone, if you will, of the song will be again demonstrated.
Well, before we get to the great Kenny Burrell version, we're going to hear the incomparable Frank Sinatra, who of course can capture the true melancholy nature of this song.
This is hard not to visualize an ice cube-laden drink without this song.
And today we have two versions by Sinatra. The first one we're going to hear is from the studio, and later in the show we're going to hear a live version. And the first version comes from that great Capitol record, Only the Lonely.
Yes, it's one of three albums that put Sinatra at the top of the list of male vocalists and entertainment personalities. Only the Lonely being one, No One Cares being the other, and in the Wee Small Hours, all Nelson Riddle arrangements by and large. And these were kind of archetypes for the highly produced saloon song.
This was the rendition that put the song on the map, wasn't it?
Certainly was. And, you know, once this came out, Alec Wilder, the great song historian, says that the idea of starting the song with the middle section instead of at the beginning, the bridge, as we like to call it, was an innovative idea for the day.
And my guess is that was Sinatra's idea. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think that he had massive input on the way things were done and surrounded himself with, you know, masterful people.
So why don't we listen to this 1958 recording of Frank Sinatra from the Columbia album Only the Lonely, this arrangement by the great Nelson Riddle. This is the Matt Dennis and Earl Brent composition, Angel Eyes.
Hey, drink up, all you people, and order anything you see. Have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't ain't gaining any ground, because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, that old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent? Misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see, and have fun. Happy people, the drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The fact's uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one, and why my angel eyes ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Frank Sinatra from the Capitol recording Only the Lonely. And he was performing Matt Dennis and Earl Brent's Angel Eyes. Lee, what a great performance. And you mentioned earlier that he started on the middle section in that. And it's so funny to hear that it starts out very deceptively upbeat, because the middle section, or the bridge, has this sort of celebratory, you know, the guy's at the bar buying drinks for everybody, ha ha, laughs on me, just kind of laughing at his own situation. And so it starts out very deceptively upbeat, and then Sinatra sinks right back down into what the song is really about.
There's also kind of a musical irony in that middle section. The first half is definitely, you know, drink up, everything's fine. And then the second half of the bridge, as we call it, has a different harmonic and melodic structure, musical terms, down a half step. And all of a sudden, the somber aspect is introduced, even though we're still in a brighter tonality. So it's really clever composing.
Oh, yeah.
And on the cover of the album for Only the Lonely, you have a sort of silhouette of Sinatra's face with clown paintings with a red nose and a tear. It's a perfect match.
Absolutely.
Frank Sinatra, this song, Angel Eyes, and Nelson Riddle, you know, had to be a hit.
You know, Leon, I have a confession to make. I've played this song for years. Great instrumental vehicle. I've played behind singers who've done this song. But prior to the show, we printed out the lyrics, and I was reading it. And I have to admit, I have been hearing the lyrics to this song wrong for years and years and years. I always thought it was Angel Eyes, That Old Devil Sent, S-C-E-N-T. I thought it was something about the fragrance of this woman who's gotten away. Somehow I thought it was some sort of poetic license. But in fact, it's That Old Devil Sent, That the Devil Sent Him, S-E-N-T. So I have to admit, I'd been hearing it wrong for many years.
You know, maybe, though, the lyrics to these songs lend themselves to a certain latitude of interpretation based on maybe your own experience. Certainly, I have to tell you, in the 50s, the overuse of perfume was in abundance.
Well, okay, Lee, I know you've brought us in a very nice instrumental version of this. And as we've mentioned, this is a very popular song among jazz musicians. The chord changes are a lot of fun to improvise on. As I said earlier, it's got that very strong minor tonality. And we have a middle section that actually has two different keys. So it's really been a favorite for jazz musicians for many years. And you've brought us in a very nice recording by the great jazz guitarist Kenny Burrell.
Certainly one of my heroes. And I think you've probably experienced, and so have I, this is a tune when you play it, you have to give it great respect.
Well, we look forward to hearing that version by Kenny Burrell after the break. Once again, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. And today we're listening to Matt Dennis's great Angel Eyes. I'm your host, Joe Hunter, and we'll be right back. Did you grow up in the 70s, 80s, or early 90s? Then tune in to Gen X Grown Up, the podcast by Gen Xers who refuse to outgrow the things they grew up loving. Join Gen X Grown Up each week to talk media, tech, toys, and games from yesterday and today, all through the eyes of Generation Xers. Find Gen X Grown Up on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. If you like the show, please be sure to leave them a review. Find out more at genxgrownup.com. Welcome back. I'm Joe Hunter, and in the studio today we have, once again, our very good friend, Cleveland jazz guitarist Lee Bush. And we've been listening to renditions of the great Matt Dennis and Earl Brent composition, Angel Eyes. And, you know, we were commenting earlier about Matt Dennis's role as a songwriter. I mean, he emerged as a songwriter in the 1940s. At the same time, we saw the growth of these great interpreters like Frank Sinatra, like Joe Stafford. And that corresponded with the creation of the long playing LP, where singers emerged at the forefront. And Matt Dennis was one of these guys that were one of the great composers for these new singers, as opposed to singers that came out of the tradition of writing for the musical theater.
Yeah, these songs tell a story unto themselves. They're not part of a scenario. It's not a movie. It's not a play. Songs about a concept. In this case, I think of someone's lost a love, and obviously the eyes are burning holes in him.
And contrasted with the middle section, as we were commenting about, putting on that face to the crowd, putting on the happy face and pretending as if nothing really was bothering you. Drinks and the laughs are on me.
Yeah, barroom glee. Yeah. Very hollow. And this song really captures that.
And as we mentioned, Matt Dennis, of course, really a great pianist, had a very successful career as a performer, writer, arranger, vocal coach, and he really was a very fine jazz pianist, as was evidenced in the early recording of him playing it himself.
Yeah, and I think, again, we need to hark back to the fact that he was a player and an arranger and a composer. It adds a little different twist to the way he wrote songs.
A harmonic sophistication, certainly.
Yeah, as I said, you don't tamper with it when you play it.
No, and we've mentioned how much jazz musicians enjoy playing this tune, so I thought now we would listen to an instrumental version that you brought in, Lee. And this, of course, is by a gentleman who I know you're particularly fond of, and with good reason. He is one of the truly great jazz guitar players of all time, and I'm talking about Kenny Burrell.
Well, you know, I've had the privilege to spend a little time with Kenny and get to know him. And he is, of course, a great student of the song. He's an Ellington scholar, but he also is a student of the lyric. And as an instrumentalist, he demands that if you're going to play a song and it has lyrics, you need to know them. And he demonstrated his wide and comprehensive ability to know the words of many songs. And he is also, in a sense, a singer. And there are a few albums where he actually performs as a vocalist.
I didn't know he ever recorded as a vocalist.
Yeah, he definitely has a fine relationship with the song.
Well, and we know that he's a great jazz guitar player whose playing has always been infused with the spirit of the blues. Of course, he made many records with the great jazz organist Jimmy Smith, but he always brings this bluesy quality to his playing. And this song, as we've been saying, has such a strong minor tonality. And of course, the vocabulary of the blues is going to work very nicely with this minor tonality. I think that's really going to be evidenced on this performance.
Well, with his blues bass, this album called Blues the Common Ground has any number of diverse kinds of blues songs. Every Day I Have the Blues, CC Rider, things like that. And he includes two standards, one of which is Angel Eyes as a vehicle for blues expression.
Well, why don't we listen to the great Kenny Burrell? This is from 1968, all-star cast in the rhythm section. We'll try to run that down after we hear it. This is Kenny Burrell playing our featured song, composition written by Matt Dennis and lyrics by Earl Brent, Angel Eyes.
Right from the onset, we have a mood.
That was Kenny Burrell, recorded in 1968, performing the Matt Dennis and Earl Brent composition, Angel Eyes. And Lee, Don Sobieski was doing that arrangement on that? Is that correct?
Yep. It's not quite a big band. Numerous horns, obviously. There's three trumpets, a couple trombones, and a couple reeds, but an all-star cast. You know, Kenny has this ability to capture an elegant, bluesy heartache, you know?
Well, and Sobieski certainly said film noir. It had that sort of feel, as if we were watching some sort of detective spy movie or something.
Down an alley with a trench coat at night, you know, and the fog swirling in.
You can definitely tell Sobieski's worked a lot in television and in film, you know, that arrangement.
Great writer. And, you know, the players on this. You know,
Herbie Hancock, we mentioned.
Right? Grady Tate, Ron Carter. People I actually had the privilege to use when I was in New York in the 60s and 70s.
Consummate studio players as well.
Absolutely wonderful. And even then, when this album came out, I knew that Kenny had scored big. It's just a wonderful album. And it shows that this song, Angel Eyes, is a vehicle for improvisation, for a great deal of heartfelt sorrow in the music. It's a weep, if you will. And yet it allows the player to show his versatility and his virtuosity.
Yeah, and you commented on some of the interaction between the guitar and the piano. Some classic Herbie Hancock accompaniment behind the guitar playing on that. A lot of clusters and almost textural accompaniment there on Herbie's part.
And a lot of tension.
Lots of tension, yes, between the piano accompaniment and the orchestration. And I thought it was interesting. He didn't really bring it down to a true ballad feel till the very end. It had this sort of undercurrent of a swinging jazz tune, a lot of it.
Right. But still, you're always aware, and I like this line about angel eyes, they grow unbearably bright.
And, of course, we're in studio today with our guest, Lee Bush, and we're having a lot of fun listening to this wonderful composition by Matt Dennis with lyrics by Earl Brent. The tune is entitled Angel Eyes. And as was promised, we have Frank Sinatra recorded live in a saloon. Of course, the saloon is the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, so it's a very large saloon. But this performance, I think, really captures the real torch quality of this song. You can hear the glasses clinking. I mean, I just love to hear him in this setting perform this song.
This is the song's natural habitat. And I think this is probably Sinatra's natural habitat also.
I think he was very comfortable in a saloon.
Yeah, this is a salute to Jack Daniels, you know.
And this, of course, comes from the fabulous 1966 release, Frank Sinatra Live at the Sands. If you don't have this record, I highly recommend it. Of course, this was recorded with the Count Basie Orchestra backing him up. Quincy Jones did the arrangements on it. But on this particular recording, this song, he strips everything down, very bare. His longtime accompanist takes over the piano stool. A guy named Bill Miller sits down at the piano. You really don't have lush orchestrations. I think there's a lone trumpet player doing a little obbligato solo background behind Frank, but for the most part, it's a very intimate performance.
It's the sound of loneliness.
So let's listen to Frank Sinatra from Live at the Sands, recorded in 1966, performing our featured song, Angel Eyes, composition by Matt Dennis and Earl Brent.
One more. One more what? I'm going to the bar. I'll be saying that to the waiter in a minute. One more, please. Hey, drink up, all you people.
He knows what this song's about.
Order anything you see. And have fun, you happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. I try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near.
Lonely trumpet in the background.
My poor heart, it ain't gaining any ground. Because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel eyes, the old devil sent, they glow unbearably bright.
Commiseration.
And need I say that my love's misspent, misspent with angel eyes. Go ahead and drink up, all of you people. Order anything you see. Have lots of fun. You happy people. The drink and the laughs on me. Pardon me, but I gotta run. The facts uncommonly clear. I gotta find who's now the number one. And why my angel eyes, she ain't here. Excuse me while I disappear.
Frank Sinatra, recorded live at the Sands in 1966, performing Angel Eyes, music by Matt Dennis, lyrics by Earl Brent. And Lee, I have to say for myself, I think that performance really truly captures the spirit, the mood of the song, right down to that very last line of him saying, excuse me while I disappear. You can just sort of see somebody evaporating in a cigarette alcohol vapor. I love the imagery there.
Yeah, I was thinking if it wasn't for the applause, that by the time the last chord is sounded on the piano, he's gone.
Yeah.
Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Yeah.
Here he proves that he's an expert. We know by reading his biographies that he had many romantic entanglements that never worked out, but he plays with the song in such an artistic way. Truly, truly a great rendition of the story.
Just to really give it that authentic, live barroom feel. I mean, I was feeling a little sorry for Bill Miller, the pianist on that. That piano left something to be desired. It really sounded like a cheap saloon piano at a couple points, didn't it?
But, you know, maybe that isn't all bad. You know, this isn't slick. This is like heart-wrenching, let's tell the story.
Yeah, and I think it just makes it really feel like that barroom torch song, you know?
Yeah, I can picture a room full of people, be they 3 or 4 or 1,000, in some way, as the song unfolds, nodding their heads, saying, I've been there.
You know, that's one of the great things about that album. That album in its entirety, Live at the Sands, is his ability to take a large room and make it sound intimate, make you feel as if you're in a small club, even though you're in a huge Las Vegas theater.
Well, he had a presence. I saw him once at the Cleveland Coliseum. He was preceded by Sammy Davis Jr., one of the great entertainers. But when Frank came on, there was a presence, and he said nothing but sang the songs. In the middle, he did utter, how about this band? But he captured all of us, and there were more than 5 people there, let me tell you.
Well, as we like to do every week here on I've Heard That Song Before, we like to finish up with a bonus tune, kind of a mystery tune for our guest.
Well, I look forward to seeing what goody pops out of this sound system.
We've just had a lot of fun listening to various renditions of our featured song. Today's featured song has been Angel Eyes, music by Matt Dennis, lyrics by Earl Brent. Boy, we've been all over the place, from Dennis himself performing it to Sinatra and Kenny Burrell, and then, of course, a live Sinatra version.
Well, it's all been a treat.
Well, you know, every week we like to finish off I've Heard That Song Before with a bonus track for our guest. Today I've selected something that's very much related because it's going to be a performance of Matt Dennis himself again. I think it's really fun to be able to hear a composer playing his own pieces. And again, this comes from that same record, Live in Hollywood, recorded in 1954. This is Matt Dennis at the piano and singing, and he's accompanied by Mark Barnett on the drums and Gene England on the bass. And this is a huge hit that he had with the Tommy Dorsey Band from the 1940s, and he has an awful lot of fun with this. A tune, again, he wrote with Tom Adair. It was Matt Dennis and Tom Adair that had such a string of hits, and this was a really popular song of his. It's entitled Let's Get Away From It All. I'm sure you know that song, Lee.
Let's listen. Bring it on.
I think you'll be tickled. Matt Dennis has a lot of fun. You can tell this is a cabaret act, and check out what he does with the middle. He has a lot of fun on the piano in the middle of the song. So again, this is our bonus tune for today. This is the composer, Matt Dennis, at the piano, performing his tune, Let's Get Away From It All.
Let's take a boat to Bermuda. plane to St. Paul. Let's take a kayak to Quincy or Nyack. Let's get away from it all. Let's take a trip in a trailer. No need to come back at all. Let's take a powder to Boston for chowder. Let's get away from it all. We'll travel round from town to town. We'll visit every state. I repeat, I love you, sweet, in all the 48. Off again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the falls. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away from it all. Quite like home, a charming thought and pure. But until the world we roam, how can we be sure? Off again to Niagara. This time we'll look at the falls. Let's leave our hut, dear. Get out of our rut, dear. Let's get away. Let's get away. Honey, let's get away from it all.
Matt Dennis singing and playing piano, recorded live in Hollywood in 1954, performing his own composition, a tune that he wrote with lyricist Tom Adair. That was Let's Get Away From It All, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the problem of an overstuffed life doesn't seem to be new at all, does it?
Well, I just love to hear the composer performing his own work. And Matt Dennis, like Cy Coleman, that's real piano playing. You know, he's really quite a proficient pianist.
And he was having fun with his own piece of music, which I think that's really cool.
Yeah, yes. He didn't take himself too seriously on that. I like that middle section. He was really kind of chuckling along.
And it was well rehearsed, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, tight arrangement, yeah. Well, Lee, it's been so much fun having you in the studio once again, and we look forward to having you back.
Well, it was my treat just to celebrate a great piece of music, Angel Eyes.
Yeah, once again, we've spent today listening to this composition by Matt Dennis with lyrics by Earl Brent, the great Angel Eyes, and we've really had a lot of fun listening to Sinatra and Kenny Burrell and Matt Dennis himself perform this. And so until the next time, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before. I'm your host, Joe Hunter. See you again.
I've Heard That Song Before is a production of the Front Porch People. Listen to more great conversations at thefrontporchpeople.com. Thank you for listening.
Mad Magazine.
Advertising mascots.
B-movie posters.
And cartoons.
Oh yeah, can't forget cartoons.
If you get the funky connection that ties these pop culture gems together, you'll dig two designers walk into a bar.
See, we're a couple of creatively curious pals living between the bookends of grand museums and dive bars.
Hey, you know the place, the sweet spot where highbrow and lowbrow become drinking buddies.
So join our barroom chats as we talk influential work and uncover stories of how the familiar became iconic. Think behind the music for the stuff we love.
Check out our website at twodesignerswalkintoabar.com.
And listen wherever you get your podcasts or visit evergreenpodcasts.com.